The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Yes, let's talk.
Yes, why don't we?
We are back.
Yes, we are. We said we'd be back.
Brand
We're
new,
here.
Brand new show, brand new format, and brand new opening, thanks to George Harrison.
Yes,
and
yes.
Devil's Radio, which if you listen to the Beatles show, you would know that we play that a lot.
So yes, there's
But it fits, right?
It fit. That's why I suggested it for the opening. You know, it fits.
This is
going to
be a half an hour show, give or take. Depending upon subjects we get into. The normal cast of characters are here. Jesse's here. Darlene's here.
Hey.
My director, Carol, is here as always, keeping me on point.
Well, of course.
And I am here. So this is a brand new show, brand new format.
Yes.
Where it's fans of different things talking to fans of different things.
Exactly.
So we pick a subject and we talk about it. And if you're a fan of it, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not a fan of it, maybe we can make you a fan of it.
Yeah, sir.
Why are you picking your nose? That was good. You know, we're still on PCTV, by the way.
I'm
all PCTV just saw you pick your nose.
Oh, come on.
On television.
We don't need to know this. No. Don't.
Actually, I was scratching. Thank you very much.
So these are going to be 30-minute shows. Yeah. There's no breaks in between.
No.
We're just going to ramble on and do our thing. So
I thought we did that anyways, but it was a side point.
We're going to do that now. The big topic for today is because at least 99% of you listeners have seen the movies.
Yes.
One way or the other. From 1977 to now.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Star Wars and open up our show with that. Who hasn't seen a version of Star Wars since 1977?
Thank you. If it's not the original trilogy, the prequels, the sequel trilogy, or
all the stuff that Disney Plus is playing.
Exactly. Or all the series that Disney Plus.
And there can't be no reason why no one can see the film because you can see them all on Disney Plus.
Exactly.
And cartoons, too,
And also the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars and
Star Wars Rebels.
The Lego series. A lot of Star Wars stuff. But we're going to step back in the past. And
just once, a little bit
that before A New Hope. And before episode 4, there was Star Wars.
Yes.
That was it.
And if you need verification of that, there's a YouTube video that shows the original crawl from 1977.
Yes, where it didn't have a chapter name. It didn't have a chapter number. It was Star Wars. And then you see the whole entire scroll come up. You know, given the basic synopsis of what's going on, here's what happened, here's this, that.
So let's start off with a big plot hole.
Oh, yeah. Which one do you want to talk about?
That's been all over social media that there's different opinions about. Now, remember, listeners, we're fans.
These are opinions.
We are fans of the show.
Exactly.
Of the movies. These are our opinions. They may be right. They may be wrong, but there are opinions. If you want to chime in when we post our shows on Friends of WTBR-FM, you can post your comment in the comment section.
Exactly.
And
keep them clean.
Keep them clean.
And respectful.
And if you want, we can put them on the air and discuss
yes,
them.
Yes, please keep your comments.
If you have
comments,
any topics for shows, if you're an expert or if you're a fan of a show and you want to put it out and get it on the air, you can contact me at wwepeter@gmail.com and we'll get you on the air and you can talk about it for half an hour.
Exactly.
Sure. Hey, good idea.
Hey, okay. Good idea.
So, if you're a Star Wars fan, this is your show. If you're not a Star Wars fan, hopefully we can make you a Star Wars fan by the end of today.
And this is also dedicated to our dearly beloved,
our princess.
Our little princess.
Our princess, the late Carrie Fisher.
And no,
who played Princess
also
Leia.
Our other little, yeah,
and no, our little princess, our little parakeet that died 3 weeks ago.
Our dear princess.
Who
is named Princess Leia.
Who, if you heard the early on shows from when we did home during the pandemic, you could hear her
chirping
in the background on the early shows of the Ham On show. So
yes.
So this is technically
what was her favorite movie? Star Wars.
So before I get into my little plot hole thing, let's do your thing. Kind of simonize it or summarize it or do something with it. Simonize it too. I guess that will work.
Get the basic synopsis of
it. It's Wednesday morning, people. I'm, you know.
Yes.
I haven't had enough coffee yet to do this.
Yes, it's Wednesday morning, and you know what that means. Time for AEW. Sorry.
Time for you to do your thing.
Wrestling is later.
It was a interview that John Boyega had done with Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair being one of the big entertainment movie magazines out there. Mm-hmm. You get an interview with them, you're doing something good. And they went ahead and they asked him about different topics, how, you know, his idea of how the sequel trilogy should have went. How, you know, what changes would he have made to it, and if he's looking towards any further work with Lucasfilms. Okay, to bring it up. And this is a quote from, him. He opened the interview about several themes and ideas he wished.
Well, let's just get into the themes and ideas.
Yeah, he wished the trilogy had explored. To a certain extent, there should have been some sort of Stormtrooper rebellion. As I put it, they brought mention to it.
I don't know what he means by Stormtrooper rebellion.
Like the Stormtroopers, instead of listening to the command of the First Order and continuing to fight for them. To turn around and say, well, I've had enough, and fight with the Resistance.
They kind of did that at Rise of Skywalker.
Thank you.
When Janae and her crowd were there, they were all ex-stormtroopers. And they said they laid down their arms and did that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of brought up at Rise of Skywalker, so there was really
I think he was going for like full scale, one still in their uniforms. Going ahead and telling the First Order, you know what, I've had enough, and just fight along with the Resistance.
He did that in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So we've got the idea behind I don't think J.J. Abrams should have wasted film time on that.
Okay, here's another one. And also to flesh out Luke's character a bit more, give him a few moments of redemption. I felt like it was needed after Last Jedi.
Redemption for what?
For going after Ben.
I don't know why he would need redemption for that. He was because there to teach them the ways of the Jedi.
Because he went after his own nephew because he saw
right, okay, evil. But he's not there to sugarcoat training.
No.
You know, you go into the
but
army.
But I also wasn't there to murder
you go into
people.
The army for basic training. They're not going to baby you.
I know, but still, they don't try to murder you
what
in
do
your
you
sleep.
Think?
Me, personally? I mean, it's basically how I seen it. You know, you can't go ahead and sugarcoat how
right,
it was.
But
how
the
it
question
was.
To you is, do you? We'll go with her. The question to you is, do you think that they should have had Luke do more I'm sorry to Ben for what he did, you know, in the clips throughout the saga, knowing that he was there to teach him the ways of the Jedi and Ben was listening to Snoke instead of Luke?
Personally, I think the way he turned around, he said he was sorry.
He did tell him, I'm sorry.
He did come out and he did say it. Sorry that Ben did not accept it.
Yeah.
You can say it a million times the way you want to turn around and tell someone you're sorry. It's the way they accept it.
Yeah.
Next.
You can't force it.
Yes.
But the thing is, they should, you know, he's like, well, they should have went ahead and had Luke go ahead and be redeemed for what he had done.
Luke was redeemed for what he had done.
Luke was.
This is why John Boyega ain't directing films.
Yeah,
go ahead. Move on. Okay, for you listeners out there, these are our opinions.
Our opinions.
Our opinions only.
Our opinions.
Good or bad.
They're just opinions.
We're not here to debate. We're here to, as fans of the Star Wars series, to give our own opinions.
Let me see. Boyega also said that he would have liked the sequel trilogy to spend more time with the original characters so they could properly pass the torch to the new cast members like himself, Daisy, Oscar, Kelly.
Okay, I'm not sure what he means by spend more time. We spent three films in the trilogy with the original characters. That's
like
what all three films were about. You know, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Chewie. How much more can we talk
R2-D2,
about? We went through three films with them.
In other words, there should have been more interaction with the original cast and the second and the sequel trilogy cast.
There was a
basically
lot,
it's your time now.
There was a lot of interaction between the original cast and the sequel cast.
Thank you. Didn't Leia and Luke already tell
half
Rey,
of Force Awakens
it's your fight.
Half of Force Awakens is between Rey and Han Solo.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then you got Rey talking to Leia through three films. And then you have a whole half a movie with The Last Jedi with Rey and Luke Skywalker. How much more time do you want to give the original cast?
Rey was trained by Leia at the end, hence why she told Leia, yes, master. That was her Jedi master.
But there was a lot of interaction between the original cast and...
I know.
And the new ones.
I know. I know. I'm dead serious. Let me see. Also going on, he reiterated that he has no plans to return to the Star Wars galaxy and reprise his role as Finn. So he says he's forever going to be a fan of the franchise, but as far as starring in it, and that he's enjoying The Mandalorian and Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+, but as far as joining into the new films with his co-stars, he said if Daisy wants to, or if Isaac wants to return to the new film, he'd be the first line to buy a ticket, but as far as Finn's story goes, he's good on that. He's done.
Brings up Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Disney and Lucasfilm, or who runs Lucasfilms, wants to sit here and redo the final three films.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I mean, they're done the way they are.
Here's the problem that arises. Just like she just read, John Boyega said he ain't doing it anymore.
Thank you.
The only one, Oscar Isaac says he won't do another Star Wars film unless he needs a new house. That was a quote, folks. That was a quote. Daisy Ridley said, yeah, you know, fine, I'll come back. But if you don't have Oscar Isaac, if you don't have John Boyega, you don't have the last three films. So I see no reason.
And there's also one other thing, too. You don't know what Adam Driver's doing either.
And then, Adam has his own movies
that he's doing
right
now.
Yeah, but Adam did say he would come back.
He would come. He said yes.
He would reprise his role.
Yeah, he said yes. If they found a way to bring back Ben.
Well, we're not talking about bringing back Ben. What we're talking about is they want to redo.
Or they asked him to play Ben again, he would.
They want to redo.
But he wanted more money.
They want to redo the final three films.
Yes.
So They got Daisy Ridley, who played Rey. She will come back. Adam Driver, if you offer him the right amount of zeros on his check, he'll come back.
But he does love the character, but
Isaac Asimov there, or Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac. Oh my God, what the heck was that?
Unless he needs a new house, he's not coming back. And that Vanity Fair interview that she just read off, John Boyega is not coming back.
Yeah. John said after the
racism. So here's another question. We brought this up off air.
You left one person out who said he's not returning.
Harrison Ford.
You got it.
Yeah, but if you put enough zeros at the end of Harrison Ford's check, he'll come back.
Yeah, and he said he
wouldn't come back after Force Awakens.
Yeah,
and he came back in
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, yeah, and also here's another thing that she did not put into perspective. You have two members of the cast that are gone. Three members of the cast now that are gone.
Yeah, a lot of members of the cast that are gone.
You got You got Kenny Baker who's gone. You got Carrie Fisher who's gone. That's one of your main characters for the sequel trilogy, folks.
That Peter Mayhew who played Chewbacca for all those years.
And yes, Peter Mayhew. I mean, yes, the new guy. Yes, there's the new guy. I forget his name, but he does really, really good.
Our lights are flickering in the studio.
Somebody's angry.
And there's only so much CGI
that you can do.
You can do on Carrie Fisher.
Exactly.
It just doesn't look
so. Here, so this brings up another plot hole.
Unless Kathy wants to play with a Ouija board, you're not bringing Carrie back.
So let's go into this plot hole, because this has been debated and debated on social media for a very long, long time.
What's the plot hole?
In Return of the Jedi, Luke gets his hand cut off by Darth Vader. Okay?
Sorry, I had a burp go.
And if you watch
It wasn't Return of the Jedi.
It was Empire Strikes Back. I'm sorry. So if you watch frame by frame, when Luke comes out of that chute, the garbage chute, you see this little thing that falls with him. That's his hand.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Just so we're clear on that, if you watch Empire Strikes Back, where Luke falls out of the garbage chute, and you slow it down to frame by frame.
Yeah.
It's the hand, folks.
The hand comes out of the garbage chute with him. Yeah. So which means the lightsaber has now fallen.
Because his lightsaber was in his hand.
Right. So, depending on how high Cloud City is to the ground.
Yeah.
If the lightsaber hit the ground, it would have broke.
Yeah.
Fast forward. Force Awakens. In the box that calls to Rey is Luke Skywalker's lightsaber.
Yes.
And Han Solo asks, where'd you get that? And Maz goes, "That's a good story.
That's another story for another time.
That's a good question. It's a good story for another time. So how from Cloud City did Maz get Luke Skywalker's lightsaber?
Yes.
Nobody ever said a bloody thing about
now,
it.
They did. In the comics, it said that it fell to the ground. Mm-hmm. Some worker down on the ground down there in Cloud City picked it up.
Yeah, one of the miners.
If Cloud City was like 120 stories up,
It's up in the clouds, hence why
and
clouds.
It fell, and gravity pulled that thing down. It kind of would have broke when it hit the ground.
Or it would have burned on reentry.
But the whole thing is, I mean, we never got any.
And we never filled in the pothole.
No.
How did Maz get Luke Skywalker's lightsaber?
They never brought it up. It was a passing. It was something Maz said in passing, but they never brought it up.
And it should have been brought up how we got how the lightsaber went from Cloud City to Maz's little box on Jakku,
yeah,
or whatever planet
like
she was
to
on.
Somebody explain it to us. I mean, you know.
And apparently Ben has seen it because he knows that that's his grandfather's. And his own grandfather's and his uncle's lightsaber.
Right, because when Force Awakens,
he tells Finn
has the lightsaber, and Kylo Ren goes, "That lightsaber,
it belongs to me."
So at some point, Kylo Ren
has seen
Luke's lightsaber. Because, like Maz said, this was Luke's lightsaber and his father
before him.
Because it was Anakin. It was Anakin's lightsaber that Obi-Wan gave to Luke in A New Hope.
Yeah, because Obi-Wan took it. Obi-Wan took it from Anakin. Because
if you go back to
Revenge of the Sith,
when, and this is my opinion, folks, and this is my terms, when Anakin became a crispy critter, and Obi-Wan took the high ground, which we're going to tell you how that came about. Right. It's a little play and joke.
Yes.
Obi-Wan took
the high ground.
The lightsaber.
Yes, he took the lightsaber.
So that's how Obi-Wan got the lightsaber. Now, this little high ground thing. Let's go to this one real quick.
Yeah.
They were filming Force Awakens. There was a restaurant on a hill.
Elsa had a pub, I think, right?
And a pub. And Hayden Christensen is deathly afraid of heights. Definitely afraid of heights. So they had to walk up this hill to go to the pub. And as a joke, because Hayden Christensen wouldn't do it, Ian McGregor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi, goes, "I've got the high ground." They put that in Revenge of the Sith.
Just to mess with them.
Yes.
Just to mess with Hayden Christensen. And another thing, we're covering a lot of stuff quickly.
Yes.
Hayden Christensen has the biggest set of cojones you could have. He got trashed up and down by every critic and every fan that's ever seen Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, and then seen the prequel trilogies.
The two prequels, the Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith, because he said his acting sucked and he wasn't that good. But here he is in 2022, revising his role as Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Yes.
And he told all those, like a pro on those stilts.
He told all those critics, basically, yourself, go play in the sandbox.
Go cluck yourself.
Go play in the sandbox with yourself. And redoing his role as Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yeah, no one knew that he was standing on stilts for that.
Yeah, and in part three at the end of Return of the Sith. That is actually Hayden Christensen on stilts in Darth Vader's
costume
because David Prowse wanted nothing to do with Star Wars anymore since the first three films, and the suit was built for him. David Prowse was 6'4".
And they tried...
Hayden Christensen is 5'11".
Exactly. They tried to get Peter in it, but Peter couldn't fit it. It was built for David.
Yeah. So it was built for David Prowse, so they couldn't find anybody on short notice that could fit into the Darth Vader outfit.
So Hayden told George, "I would do it for no pay, no pension."
Yeah, for no extra pay.
I'll do it.
Hayden stepped into it, and like I said, David Prowse was 6'4".
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen's 5'11".
Yeah.
So they didn't have time to redesign the suit.
No, they didn't.
So they put Hayden Christensen on stilts.
Yes.
And put him in the suit.
Yes.
I think since then on the Obi-Wan series, they've redone the suit a little bit. Where he's, you know, not so much on stilts anymore.
I wouldn't know what height is. I live in the land of the Smurfs.
The land of the Smurfs.
La 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 la. Sorry, Ma.
So,
that's okay.
How did Maz get the lightsaber?
Thank you.
And if Kylo Ren knew about it, how did Kylo Ren know about
it? Thank you.
And why is it still intact?
Exactly. That's my thing. If Kylo knows what this farting thing looks like, then he's seen it.
Is it like Spaceballs? He went back and watched the movie and...
That's what I, you know. Might as well.
I went back and saw A New Hope. I know what Obi-Wan's, what Anakin's lightsaber looks like.
You know, he had to have seen it from a small child to know that that was his grandfather's lightsaber and his uncle's.
And he's more worried about Luke Skywalker than he is about his own because he never finished his.
Yeah, let's not go there.
He's got the only lightsaber in the Star Wars universe that has little spitzy things coming out of it because it wasn't finished. The rest of the lightsabers are all crisp. They're clean. They're, you know, they look clean. They look crisp. He's got little spitzy things coming out of his because he never finished it off.
I feel this way. He liked his because it was psychotic.
Yeah. But... He never finished fixing or putting it together after he put the crystal in it.
And there's a picture of the lightsaber, and I've actually seen this. He took his original lightsaber, the one that he used when he was in the Jedi school, when he was in the academy. He took the sucker, took it apart. He went to go bleed the crystal. He didn't finish the ritual of having it bled. It had a small little hairline crack in it when he went to go do it. He put too much pressure into it. And when he went to go put it back into the lightsaber, the darn thing almost blew up. He had to put vents on it to go ahead and vent out.
He should have finished the lightsaber before he starts using the thing. It's like a kid at Christmas. I got a new toy. It's not finished yet, but I have a new toy.
He had too much rage in him.
Right, for the listeners
out
there,
so that was the story behind it.
These are our opinions.
Yes.
They mean nothing to nobody else except us. So,
just do not write the studio.
Do not call them. No. These are our opinions and our opinions only. You can take it for what it's worth. And if you have a counter opinion, put it on the Friends of Facebook, Friends of WTBR Facebook page, and we'll put your opinion out there.
Yes.
We have no problem putting other points of view out there.
But yes.
We got about a minute.
But yes, if you look at the hilt, you can see the wire that leads into the switch to turn it on.
I know.
Ah, okay.
So next week, we'll get deeper into, there's some faux pas that Star Wars did in 1977 that we're going to, well, some trivia, not so much faux pas, but some trivia that we'll point out to you next week.
Yeah.
And then we'll go further into some other things, you know, such as maybe possibility into the how you feel they're progressing with the road work and all this stuff that's going on around here.
Yeah, if anybody has a subject they want to come on and talk about, drop me an email, wwepeter@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to have shows on crafts. We're going to have shows on movies. We're going to have shows on music.
Animals.
At some point, we're going to talk about Let It Be. So we got to go. We are out of here. So goodbye to everybody on behalf of Carol, Jesse, Darlene, and myself, Peter. We will talk to you
peace out.
Week.
Later, everybody.